Ervin Parkei Mishnehei. Ein Moidedin Ela Min HaMumcha. We only measure with a mumcha, with an expert. The Rav brings a second pshita, which he brings as the name of a gon, that he's mefarish that a mumcha is a loshen of straightness, that we only measure lechatchila in a very straight line. Riba lamakum echad umiyat lamakum acher. If you have two different measurements, let's say you're on the east side, and it comes out that in one area, let's say the northeast, it's a little bit longer than the southeast when you would stretch it out, so there's a discrepancy to how east is the tchum. Where does the 2,000 amas end? There is a little discrepancy. Let's say the northern side, the northern rope, is longer than the southern rope. It's not just one rope, but all those measurements in the north were longer. Shomen l'makom shariba. We always listen to the one that's longer. We're mekel. Because in Ervin, since Ervin is midrabanan, at least the 2,000 amas is midrabanan. So we're mekel and we go off of the larger one. The Rav explains that we just assume that the one that had a shorter measurement, where it was closer, they didn't pull the rope tight enough. Because when they measure, they're supposed to really pull the ropes from each side and stretch it as much as possible. Spring the Mefarshim explain here, though, there are shitas that if it's 12 mil, if that's how far it is, then it could be that you come into tchum in midiraisa. But when you're only 2,000 amas, it's midrabanan. Next case, ribala echru mit la'acher. If you had one mumcha, one expert that measured before another one, and the one that did it first, let's say, had a larger measurement, and the second guy had a shorter one, the second mumcha had a shorter one. Shomen l'mruba, again, you listen to the one that had the larger measurement, and that's the shear that you're going to use. Afilu eved, even an eved, afilu shivcha, even a shivcha, nemonin loimer ad kan tchum Shabbos. They can say, here is the end of the tchum Shabbos. The way Rabbeinu Yonason explains this just means that which the Chachamim were machmir and acquired 2,000 amas, even though that's not midiraisa at all, they were not machmir with that. And the fact that if you had a suffix, they would be mekel. That's what it means. Shlomu chom mesadav lahachmir, meaning when you're mesupik or things like that, and you could be told in two different shitas, el lahakel, you'd be mekel in those cases.